Welcome to Traveling the Bluegrass Uncut. I'm your host, Alan Watts. On today's program, we talk with Nelson County farmer Quint Pottinger about the filming of the movie The Silo that was done at his farm a few years ago.
The film is centered around, is based around a farming accident that happened in southern Illinois back a couple of years ago. And the director, he had heard the story on NPR and at that point decided to investigate rural life and the dangers of farming and why this wasn't a more talked about subject. And through the process, got introduced to a filmmaker or producer, Sam Goldberg, and they were researching places around the country where they could shoot and film about the story. And Sam came up to the farm. Actually, one day I was in the grain bin sweeping. He gives me a call and says, "Hey, I'd like to come by and meet you with Dale Dobson," Dale was instrumental in connecting Sam with all the EMS and firefighters and farm safety groups in Kentucky to help get the film authenticated. And to Sam and Marshall, the directors, to their credit, they'd done an amount of so much research on making it as authentic as possible, and then bringing Dale in to help smooth out the edges. In July or June of 2018, Sam calls me, says, "Hey, we're struggling with locations. We really like your farm. Is there some things that we can do to get the farm shot? Or to get the film shot on your farm starting August 1. I'm like, "Oh my goodness, you know, that's 45 days, you know, and all the things that we had to do to get that done." And it worked out. Sam, through the process from 2017 and 18, when he was getting connected with people in the community, him and I developed a good relationship. I've really enjoyed getting to know him and then getting introduced to the film crew and the actors that were so committed to making it authentic. Because I think so much controversy in the consumer's eyes surrounds agriculture now. People are really concerned about their food, how it's produced. And so a lot of farm companies, businesses, and farmers are leery about what either Hollywood or filmmakers may portray us as farmers and how we are and operate. And they did a fantastic job of portraying the dangers of farming, the reality of what farmers and people in rural America right now are going through. And that's what initially drew me to the film. That's where I wanted to support it. And for them to be able to shoot on our farm, it was a tremendous joy and an honor to have them out there.
I'm sure you've had a chance to see it. What did it feel like to see your farm in that role on the film?
Well, and, you know, the cinematography director, he did a really good job, and he was very particular about the way and the setting and the colors of the film, because they wanted to make sure it was set, because the film's based around a tragedy, and so to see the farm be transformed around that scene, it did two things. It was exciting to see that we could be a part of telling that story. It was a constant reminder when I see the film that there are real dangers.
Right.
Let's make sure we do the right things to be safe. Let's take the extra step. Let's slow down, even though things are always in go, go, go mode on the farm. And I've seen it 5 times now, all in a different setting, all with a different group of farmers from different places in the country. And there's a feeling of unity when the film is finished, feeling a skepticism at the beginning and a feeling of unity when it's done and farmers starting the dialogue, not just around grain bin safety, but about farm safety and checking on your neighbors. And I think the theme of stress and mental health is coming through in the film as well. And this idea that we are a community and we need to come together and re-knit ourselves so that we can revive our rural America.
Has it given you a different take on your farm? And then once you see what was done on your farm, it obviously bring home that message even more to you?
It does. Like I said, always checking, double checking, making sure we have people on site when we're going into the grain bin, planning, and we have several grain bins on the farm now to prevent some of the issues that cause the clogging in the bin, which causes the tragedy to take place in the film, is to let's cycle grain, let's change the way we're managing grain on the farm.
Tell me a little bit about your farm. What does your farm consist of?
So we're in New Haven, Kentucky, south of Bardstown. We grow corn for the distilleries. 98% of our corn that's grown goes to the distillery. So in order to do that, we have to store year-round. Sure, so we have to manage the temperature changes. And we grow soybeans primarily for the biodiesel industry. And then whatever doesn't go there gets exported out of the country.
So what's your history in farming? How long have you been involved in farming?
That's complicated. My family founded New Haven in the 1780s, but the farm has never been passed down. It's always been an opportunity to buy a piece of it or to buy into it. And so my dad had to do the same thing with my grandfather. He helped him start a hog operation, but he went out and bought his own farm. And then when I was coming up, you know, my dad told me, hey, we need to, if you want a farm, there's an opportunity. Your grandmother's selling the farm. I misunderstood. I thought I was going to inherit it.
Right.
When she said, this is how much it appraised for, I said, oh, okay. So I started farming in 2012, but with a strong farming heritage in my background. And my dad and I, we merged our farms in 2017, so him and I are farming together now, which is fun.
What does it mean growing up on a farm, having your family on the farm now today, that you're into it?
So my wife, she's not from a farm, didn't grow up on a farm. She grew up in the city. She's got an off-farm job. She also has another business that she started altogether, but she is an integral part of our farm. And we don't have any kids yet, but my brother has recently approached me about wanting to come and start helping on the farm. And he's had a very successful career in the medical industry, which is exciting because farming is so much about family and connection to the ground and all of that. That's built in when I was growing up. I feel that when I'm out on the farm.
Our guest today on the program, Quint Pottinger from Nelson County. I'm Alan Watts, traveling to Bluegrass.